Hey, I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith in studio on Leaders Portfolio with the partner of Hassett Willis, Mr. Wayne Willis, here with us in the Leaders Portfolio studio today. Thanks for coming in studio.
Oh, thanks, Rebecca.
Now, Hassett Willis was founded in 2005 as a small, woman-owned management consulting firm offering performance improvement services to the federal government such as FEMA, DHS, and DOT. Your firm is ranked number 783 on the Inc. 2010 5000 list. So your primary client is the federal government. Explain to us what you provide to them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's I'd say our only client
right now is the
federal government, right? We provide a wide range of management consulting services. We like to say that we're an organizational improvement firm. We focus on business strategy, organizational development, workforce effectiveness, program and project management, and stakeholder engagement. So we really run the breadth and depth of strategy through tactics for government business.
And I mentioned woman-owned firm, but right. We're in studio talking with Wayne, right? So
right.
You have a business partner, and her name is Julie Hassett.
Correct. Yes. So Julie is the 51% partner in the. That's for obvious reasons. In the government, there are some benefits to being a woman-owned business.
How did you partner up with her?
We were both originally at the contractors for different firms at the Department of Justice. And when the Department of Homeland Security was formed, so when 9/11 happened, we were there supporting an organization called the Office for Domestic Preparedness at the time in Justice. Homeland Security was formed. They pulled pieces from all over government to form the department. We came over with it to help them stand up parts of the department.
And so how has that been an asset, and has it been, a hindrance to have a partner?
You know, for us, it's really been great because Julie and I come from different backgrounds. She came out of the private sector consulting world. She worked at Accenture, did a lot of pharma work and, big Fortune 500 kind of consulting. So she brings that angle to our business, whereas I came out of a long government consulting history. So I know the government consulting business inside and out. She knows organizational development from the private sector inside and out. We're able to bring those things together to support our government clients and bring best practices to the table.
Excellent. And talk to me about how the budget affects your ability to get paid would be a good way to say it.
Well, so far so good. We're definitely starting to, we went through this whole thing with the government shutdown threats. Obviously, if the government shuts down, so do the contractors. Right now, we've seen big budget cuts to some of the programs that we're supporting, but we don't know how that's going to actually trickle through to the direct support that we're providing. We like to think the support that we provide is it's not something that can be easily cut. We tend to do project-based work, so it's things that they need done, and there's a definitive timeline. It's not just ongoing staff augmentation kind of support.
And, one of the things that's interesting to me that I've actually, through my own research, have done some on is effectiveness in different federal programs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting to me how different federal agencies are at in terms of program effectiveness.
Absolutely.
It's actually pretty drastic. Any thoughts on that?
Absolutely. We actually came to FEMA right after Katrina, shortly after Katrina. There was a reorganization that brought our firm into FEMA with the part of DHS that we were working for at the time. There were a lot of they were having a lot of difficulties right before Katrina and then immediately after. And they've really done an amazing job of kind of turning things around. And, I like to think that we've at least played a part in helping them do that. We work in the policy office there at FEMA, and we've done some really interesting projects. One, for example, that we're working on right now is helping this response agency really focus on the future. So taking them out of this, what's happening next hurricane season, to what's happening 15 to 20 years from now. So that's, you know, that's one of the things that we're really proud of, and we're, you know, we're happy that we're a part of that.
And speaking of that, for the Katrina response, actually, it's interesting because when you look at the chart of how many government agencies were responsible for some piece in handling it, I mean, it was like, I don't remember offhand, but I think it was like a couple hundred. And so that's interesting to me, too, because that creates problems for the federal sector that the private sector doesn't have.
Precisely. And you know, and that's one of the reasons why this is such an important thing to start looking at the future, kind of thinking outside the box. So if you look at what's just happened in Japan over the last 6 weeks, thinking about how your natural disasters and technological disasters can intersect to cause compounded disasters, that's the kind of thinking that we're trying to help FEMA with right now, and it's really a rewarding place to be in government.
Performance improvement is an issue that all businesses face, not just the federal sector. Right. What are some key principles that you've learned now doing this for so long that generally you think people are not doing well, whether it be federal or private sector, that you want to say, hey, you know, here's a couple quick tips. This is what you should do.
Well, you know, it's hard in the government sector, which is what I know the most about, because they have to, just by the nature of government, run from one budget cycle to the next. And so what we often see is, you know, we start projects and we start seeing improvements in the organization. And before that improvement can really take hold, there's a change of administration, there's a budget cut, and you basically have to start the whole cycle again. So we get to a certain point. So we've actually started building that into our consulting model. So we know we have a limited window, that when this particular political appointee leaves, this process is probably going to start again. So we have to make rapid progress right up front.
Interesting. And so you have to manage your staff. That's pretty tough, right? Because they go up and down kind of in accordance with all that?
You know, we've done a really good job of not having to let people go. So what we do is we're very good at moving staff from one engagement to the next. And we're very proud of that. It's not always an easy thing to do, especially as a small company, because sometimes you have people that have to be quote unquote on the bench. But you know, we really keep the good people, because that's really, when you're a consulting firm, that's all you've got.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Now, your background, you have a master's in environmental studies and a bachelor's degree in political science from Baylor University in Waco, Texas. And then you had spent some time in organizational development, policy consulting, and risk analysis in the federal sector before launching this business.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me your overall leadership philosophy.
You know, as I was just saying, I think really the most important thing is having good people, attracting good people, and then setting, you know, living by example, leading by example. As a company, we've done a great job of recruiting really excellent consultants, who our customers really connect with, and then we've also done a great job of retaining them through, you know. Really, for a 31-person company, having an outstanding performance management system, having very good recruiting systems, where we do behavioral interviews, we have a very good rate of retention for our employees.
So that employee retention is very important to
you. It's huge. And you know, hiring people that fit our culture, I think, in a consulting firm, having a culture, an identifiable culture, is really, really important. So.
How has the economic environment in any way affected you other than the budget cycle? Or not really at all, which is a valid answer as well.
Well, I mean, you know, in the government sector, you are somewhat insulated from the vicissitudes of the market. However, what we're starting to see now is, you know, as the economy is contracting, that obviously eventually gets through to the government sector, and that's what we're seeing in the budget now. And so that is really where it starts to affect us.
And talk to me about your plans for the next 5 years.
So the next 5 years, I mean, we want to continue to grow. We've been growing 30-40% a year. We want to continue at least 25% per year growth. We want to do that by moving more, providing the same sorts of services, but working more in the IT space, providing CIO support. A lot of the people in our company come out of that background, so it's a natural place for us to go. Also, moving into other civilian agencies and into the intel space.
Oh, so a lot of plans.
Oh, yeah. You got to have them. Yeah, I mean, we're a strategic planning firm, right? So we do. Every year we go off-site. We do our strategic plans.
How do you split your roles? Do you do more of the strategic planning and Julie runs more of the operational side, or how do you do it?
Mm-hmm. So the strategic planning we do together.
Okay.
Very much. The operations is more me. And then she's more the, let's say the marketing side of things.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for being here with us in studio, Leaders Portfolio.
Well, thanks so much. I enjoyed it.
Partner of Hassett Willis, Wayne Willis, here with us. I am Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, and I want to remind you to nominate a client or colleague for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Maybe you own a business. Maybe you work for a business. Is your business a leadership business? Well, nominate someone, or even you can apply yourself. We encourage you to do so. We're getting the applications now. It's very exciting, and we'll have those winners announced in a bit. Also want to thank our sponsors, Dennis Co. Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, Hilton Garden Inn, and appreciate them for supporting leadership. I am Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith on Leaders Portfolio.